Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 25th of March, Anointing Christ's Feet. The woman anointed Christ's feet with fragrant oil because she had seen that the anointing made his face to shine towards her. As Moses declared, "The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Likewise, the psalmist said, "God, be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us." The woman saw that Christ's walk of faith as her sin-bearer, that is, as the Lamb of God, was established by virtue. In the scriptures, virtue is likened to oil that is applied on the face in order to make it shine. The woman understood that Christ was chosen to be offered to God and that his journey was through death. He did this to destroy death and him who has the power of death through sin, that is, the devil. With this in view, the woman anointed Christ for his journey to the place of rest after his works, warfare, and offering were finished. Jesus testified of burial as a place of rest, saying, "Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption." Christ's burial is a place where there is no corruption. It is a place of fragrance. Clearly, the oil diffuses the fragrance of hope. In this regard, the house of Simon was, by the woman's faith, filled with this fragrance of hope. Through this encounter with Christ, her Lord and King, the woman received the word that her sins, which were many, were forgiven. She would be born again and become a son of God after Christ was raised from the dead. The references used in today's devotions are Numbers chapter 6 verses 25 and 26, Psalm 67 verse 1, Psalm 104 verse 15, Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14, Psalm 16 verses 9 and 10, and Luke chapter 7 verses 47 and 48. For further study, John chapter 12.